Hello everyone, welcome to the Growth Alloy family. Believe me, I am so excited to have you here and to have you listening to my podcast. It just gives me joy that at least people are interested to listen to me and I can impact someone out there. So today I just want to speak from my heart about diverse topic: life, love, your relationship with God and everything. So basically, I want this podcast to be about voices. The world we are in, as we all know, is the world is just full of so many voices. Voices of reason, logic, religion, education, a lot of voices in the world. And most times as young people growing up, it's easier said than done. Seriously, you go to church, the pastor tells you, don't do this, don't do that. The word of God admonishes you from doing a lot of things. And truthfully, you want to follow this word. But when you come out of the word, you hear a lot of voices. And these voices make you do things your own way. And most times, you don't even know you're doing it your own way. Sometimes we listen to a lot of voices that we forget the voice of who matters the most. And when I'm talking about the voice of who matters the most, I'm talking of the God you believe in and the God you serve. Sometimes we just listen to a lot of things: friends, family, movies, logic. And most times you are tempted to do it our own way. But you see that most times when you do it your own way, it doesn't come out right. And I'm also guilty of that. I've done a lot of things my own way. Do I regret them? Because I thought I would have done it something differently. But there is no room for regret. It's all lessons. And if I haven't experienced life the way I've experienced life, I wouldn't have been the person I want to be. Do you understand? So the truth of the matter is, sometimes you just have to shut out the noise. Exactly, just shut out the noise and listen to yourself. I checked my class group chat yesterday and I found out my classmate died. My secondary school classmate died. And this girl was very calm, young. She just finished doing her matric. And I was like wondering, I don't believe this. Because I could see her moving like in my imagination. I can still remember her face vividly. How she spoke, how she talked, how she walked. And I was now like, seriously? And most of us, we think that you have to graduate, get a job, get married, enter in a relationship that you are not going through the godly lane, and after everything you get married and you settle down and serve God. Oh boy, it doesn't work that way. You have to put God first. If you don't put God first, it will cause a lot of issues for you. You don't choose when to serve God. You have to serve God because He's the essence of your being. There's no designated time that you have to serve God. And most of us, we are looking for jobs. We want to be successful. We want to have a lot of money without the main man in it. Because let's forget about it. Our advice after reading this book by RSA, the Smart Money Woman, you understand that you have to plan for your finances based on unforeseen circumstances. You have to put investment savings, maybe even insurance. But most people say God forbid, because we live in a superstitious society. God forbid, my mother will never die, my father, I will never die. But the truth is, death is an inevitable essence of living. It's a necessity. You cannot run away from it. So why don't you plan against it? We're not saying we are wishing you dead or I'm wishing you dead, but your finances should be well planned for circumstances like that, insurance for life, for your car, anything can happen. And God is the person that knows all these things. We don't know what will happen next. So why don't you plan for it? Why don't you give your life to Christ now? You can. You think you're too young. You can. But, like, wait a minute. Everything God is telling us to do has an advantage to it. I don't know the religion you are practicing, but at least it's essential you listen to it for good living. First of all, He tells us not to do certain things because it's for our good. There are some things we consume thinking that, okay, we are big boys, we are big girls, and I'm living my life. And after everything, you find out that those things are medically not even good for you. It's not about religion, and it's not good for you to live healthy. Most of the people that consume high intake of alcohol, excessive intake of alcohol, can lead to stroke and a lot of things, even your heart disease and everything, all these things we are consuming, calling it the big boy, the big girl flang and all. Okay, living a promiscuous life is very costly. Okay, let's look at it this way. You don't just settle, you're not at peace, you have a little money, you call a girl, you spend on her, you do all these things, and you see that fornication just is the canker worm that eats into your finances, eats into your peace of mind. And we continue doing this thinking that it's the right thing to do. But like so many of the things God is calling us to do is what will profit us. Look at Solomon, the wisest man in the world, as at his time in the Bible. He finished doing all these things and he was now like vanity upon vanity. Everything is vanity. He has drank wine, he has frolicked with a huge, how many women, how many concubines, I don't know. But when I was doing my CRS, I had the number of concubines Moses had. I think it's up to 3,000 or so, 3,000 wives and 750 concubines. I don't know if I'm right, but I think it's something like this. I was not like, what is this man doing with this amount of women? Like, what did these women do? They just eat into your finances, into your peace of mind and everything. Likewise, men. And most men that will do these things to you, God bless women with intuition. So I'm all over the place. My word is all over the place now, but I just hope it impacts you. All these men are not, most times they're not in the street. Some of these men that will deceive you, they are in the church. They come to church, stay there. I'm not talking of most times the men and all this, but you have to ask God for discernment. And most times God places it in our heart and we see the red flags and we continue and be like, God will understand. God doesn't understand because you don't have time. I believe this is the time you should be focused on your life as a youth. Focused on your finances, focused on your goal and purpose in life to impact the world. And this is no kind of advice because I've made mistakes on my own. I have done so many things my way. And I've seen that the essence of our being is God. And you just, after everything, you still come back running into Him. And most times, what the devil uses to bundle us is comparison. She has achieved this, she has achieved that, she made all A's, look at me, she got married to a good husband and she's a bad girl. No boo, nobody's a bad girl. God loves everybody equally, but don't compare your race with any other person. The word of God says in Jeremiah that God has a plan for us, the plan to give us a good future, the plan for good, sorry, and not of evil, to give us an expected end. That means everyone has an expected end. God has already scripted your life. It's for you to work in your life purpose and your life goals. Okay, the other boy graduated, he has a work, he's living comfortably, he's even married, and you are the same age with him. You've not achieved anything and you feel like nothing. Plug into God. It may seem crazy, but God said, chase me first and every other thing will chase you. That is how I interpret that Matthew 33:6. He said, follow God first, and every other thing will follow you. In everything you do, acknowledge Him. Even the book of Proverbs says that we plan our way, but God directs our path. So, why are you comparing yourself? Your journeys are different. Nobody has the same fingerprint like yours. I don't know if that's what it's called, but nobody has it. Same one like you. So why are you comparing your journey to that other person? Why are you so bitter? Why are you so angry? And you don't want to handle those emotions, and you enter into marriage, enter into relationship, enter into your workplace with this hollow in your heart, with this anger. Nothing else can give you this fulfillment. And most people I had when they said that Elon Musk is an atheist, and I think it was on Twitter, it was trending, and he's the richest man in the world. The truth is, you can still be rich, and you can still serve in your purpose, and you can still plug into God. That is a win-win for you. You are rich on earth, you're rich in heaven, you're rich in all ramifications of your life. And who says you can't be that? If you die, what will happen? The truth is, the religion has said what they have to say. Science have said what they have to say. But the truth is, nobody knows what happens when you die. Nobody just really knows, because nobody has come back to tell us what really happened. I don't care what the media is conveying, but nobody really knows. So if it's unknown, why don't you just give your life to Christ at least? Plug into something so you will not be so afraid. Afraid of the future or afraid of what happens after death, because at least you don't have anything to lose. You just have to pray, acknowledge Him, preach the word, not like you're doing something extra. So I would say that if you've made mistakes before in your past, and your heart, your conscience has been pricking you to do what is right, simply do what is right. If it takes cutting off friends, God says love. But if your right hand will lead you to sin, cut it off. So the truth is, anything that is eating into your life, it may be Niger Beto. It may be gambling that is eating into your life. It may be comparison. It may be jealousy. It may be hatred. It may be unhealthy relationships you are keeping, both boys and girls. But I want to speak to your heart this morning. I don't know who is listening to me, but I just want to speak to your heart to turn a new leaf and follow the right path. And not to say I'm righteous, I'm also learning through life. I'm also a student of life. In this school of life, I am a huge student, and I'll continue to be a student until the day I pass the earth. So why don't you do what is right? Nobody is wishing you death, but what if? We pray that God keeps us alive, but your life is already scripted. The day you will die, you will die. So why don't you make the remaining days of your life have a meaning? Why don't you impact people? What are you chasing? What are you really chasing? Chase God first. People say, all those people that are not serving God, they have successful life. Even the Bible records, they have successful life. They are rich, this one. Break that record. God said that He has given you His riches and glory. Break that record. Some people think that once they are in Christ, you cannot do anything again. No, hard work is non-negotiable. But the difference is that now you are doing it differently with God. Ask God to direct you. You can be successful. And you can be godly, and you can still attain whatever height you want to attain. You can still attain whatever height you want to attain, because He paves your way. And that is the truth. And in all, just learn to forgive yourself. Stop being hard on yourself. I made this mistake. Devil will be like that. The word says there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. So stop beating yourself up. Nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes. But we still grow and learn from those mistakes. So walk past the judgment, the self-compromise, the pains, and just know that God's got you. My message for you is that God's got you in everything you're doing, in all ramifications of your life. And I didn't just want this thing to sound like a motivation, but I want you to be impacted. I want you to see things differently and walk differently. Just know that you are made perfect in Christ Jesus, not by your own power. So thank you for listening. I just hope you continually grow, learn, and continue to stay beautiful and refreshed. And remember to drink your water and mind your business. Seriously, drink your water and mind your business, because no matter whatever you do on earth, there are a lot of voices of judgment and everything. Just do what is right and continue moving in God's direction. Stop waiting for when you achieve everything in life, you settle down. And you see that you continually waste away every day because you're just sitting around waiting for everything to be perfect, waiting for that white collar job to come. Learn skills, take opportunities, love on God, ask the Holy Spirit for direction, and you'll be fine. I love you all. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope it impacts you, and I hope the Holy Spirit speaks to you. And I pray for whoever that is listening to this podcast that the Holy Spirit reveals more to them, that He impacts their hearts with fire and fill them with His grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So I love you all, and I will see you in my next podcast. I send you all virtual hugs and kisses. Mwah, mwah.